This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep.
Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by The Moment of Happiness, my email newsletter where I send you a happiness quotation every day for free. If you'd like to get The Moment of Happiness, just email me at podcast@gretchenrubin.com and write quote newsletter in the subject line, and I'll sign you up. In episode 76, Elizabeth and I talked about the question of choosing wedding readings, and I promised that I would read the short story that was read at my wedding to Jamie. I love this reading, and it is a short story, a very short story, by Richard Brautigan called I Was Trying to Describe You to Someone, and it's from his collection called The Revenge of the Lawn, which is an excellent book. This is my favorite story. I was trying to describe you to someone. I was trying to describe you to someone a few days ago. You don't look like any girl I've ever seen before. I couldn't say, well, she looks just like Jane Fonda, except that she's got red hair and her mouth is different, and of course she's not a movie star. I couldn't say that because you don't look like Jane Fonda at all. I finally ended up describing you as a movie I saw when I was a child in Tacoma, Washington. I guess I saw it in 1941 or 42, somewhere in there. I think I was 7, or 8, or 6. It was a movie about rural electrification, a perfect 1930s New Deal morality kind of movie to show kids. The movie was about farmers living in the country without electricity. They had to use lanterns to see by at night for sewing and reading, and they didn't have any appliances like toasters or washing machines, and they couldn't listen to the radio. They built a dam with big electric generators, and they put poles across the countryside and strung wire over fields and pastures. There was an incredible heroic dimension that came from the simple putting up of poles for the wires to travel along. They looked ancient and modern at the same time. Then the movie showed electricity like a young Greek god coming to the farmer to take away forever the dark ways of his life. Suddenly, religiously, with the throwing of a switch, the farmer had electric lights to see by when he milked his cows in the early black winter mornings. The farmer's family got to listen to the radio and have a toaster and lots of bright lights to sew dresses and read the newspaper by. It was really a fantastic movie and excited me, like listening to the Star Spangled Banner or seeing photographs of President Roosevelt or hearing him on the radio. The President of the United States. I wanted electricity to go everywhere in the world. I wanted all the farmers in the world to be able to listen to President Roosevelt on the radio. And that's how you look to me. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.